And cheaper gas prices are not helping Detroit. Automakers just reported sales for October, and it was one of the worst months in decades. Overall, industry sales dropped 32%. From Michigan Radio, Dustin Dwyer has more.
Every month, the car companies hold conference calls to discuss their latest U.S. sales numbers. It's usually an opportunity for some spin. If the numbers are down, executives will find a way to talk about the few bright spots they could find. These days, it's almost impossible to find the bright spots.
This is serious stuff.
Mark LaNave is head of marketing at GM, where sales dropped a stunning 45% in October compared to a year ago.
I am always very optimistic in general, and I think compared to some of my counterparts in the industry, but I can tell you that in my 27 years, I never saw a month like this.
And it was a bad month for just about every car maker. Toyota did the best out of the major companies. Its sales still dropped 23%. Ford was down 30%, and Chrysler was down 35%. Rebecca Linland analyzes sales numbers for the firm IHS Global Insight.
The scariest part is the unsustainability for these companies that are already really on the edge. And then when you add in these kinds of numbers, it's just devastating.
Many analysts now say the Detroit car companies could run out of cash in a matter of months. Discussions for a merger between General Motors and Chrysler are reportedly on hold until they can figure out a way to finance the deal. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.